Coming up this week on the Braves Beach House podcast, we're spending a day at the ballpark with me. We're going to work every single job here at Cool Day Park as we get to know some of our game day staff. But first, we have a fun one for you. Our baseball stories series in the Lecom Legends Club continues with a question and answer session with Braves GM Alex Anthopoulos that was recorded before spring training started, and here's a look right now.
So let's do this. Let's open it up to questions. You've got the man in charge, open forum. So ask him anything you want. Here we go.
Can you tell me what it is that makes the Braves different as far as pitching? Your top prospects for 4 or 5 years have almost always been pitching. 4 out of 5, 8 out of 10. Your top draft picks, including Cam Caminiti and all pitchers. No one does it like the Braves. You develop. What is it in your philosophy?
Great question. You know, and it's amazing. It's definitely by design, and I never get asked. And the reason is, there's a few reasons. One, you need a lot of them to get through the season, right? We know that. For the most part, position, and look, they get hurt and volatility. And if you look at even when I joined the organization, the number of prospects we had, you know, and some of them had individual seasons or 2 or 3 good seasons, but because of injury or performance, when you look at it, really, Max Fried, from the time I got here, is the only one that went wire to wire in terms of coming up and getting a free agency, right? Guys gotten untendered, traded, hurt, and so on. And that just shows the volatility of that position. So, you know, trading for guys is hard. Signing guys is hard because there's a component of risk with the medical and so on. And, you know, position player-wise, we've locked up a lot of our position players. That's not to say in the right draft and in the right area we'll take a position player, but we definitely have a lean that way. And look, even when you're looking about trade, if we have 2 first basemen, only one can play, so someone's blocked. If we have 2 arms, we'll find room, right? One can go in the bullpen, one can go in the rotation. You get to the trade deadline, let's say we need a third baseman. Maybe only 2 contenders need a third baseman. If there's a really good starter, every contender will make room. If there's a really good reliever, every contender will make room. So that's not to say you pass on a great position player when you have one and when you like one, but there's no doubt there's absolutely a lean. And look, I love following all sports. I'm a sports junkie, wasn't a good athlete, as you could tell. You know, I love following, you know, I was excited to meet GMs or executives, people that build teams. So I'm always interested in reading about other executives. And so I'll listen to satellite radio and the NFL Network and things like that. And great Hall of Fame GM, Bill Polian, in the NFL, Bills, Colts. He does a show certain mornings. And he talked about philosophies, Green Bay Packers, guys like Ron Wolf and so on. And he talked about the quarterback room. For those people that follow the NFL, and one of the lines they used was, keep it green and growing. And I never heard it articulated that way, but I kind of view it the same way. You know, keep that pipeline of arms, keep it green and growing, because some are going to get used in trade, some are going to break down, and you never have enough, and it's absolutely part of our philosophy. And look, you have a better chance of, most of our position players have been extended. Strider's the only arm we've been able to extend. And if you get the position player right, you got a chance to have him 8, 9, 10 years. The arms, just because of health and injury, there's not that many guys that go wire to wire.
First, I guess a comment. Alex, you made a great deal with Chris Sale getting us a Cy Young winner.
We did not expect that, sir.
Great, great.
The good Lord blessed us.
Great trade. Great trade.
You know, sometimes you need a little luck.
Pat on the back for that. And we're proud of him. You just mentioned extending the position players. So I asked one of my buddies, I'm an A-list member, big fan, go to a lot of the games, kept up with them, got to go to the World Series, those all 3 games at home. And so what about our Ozzy? My buddy asked me, and I said, well, what about Acuna? What about extending those guys? I know you're working on it, but we've seen so many of our good guys.
Sure. And I guess the biggest thing I'd say is, and again, so I've become an Atlanta sports diehard, right? If you go to my non-Braves clothing in my closet, it's Hawks and Falcons. And I don't wear Braves stuff outside in the community because people kind of roll their eyes like, you kidding me? So I'll wear Hawks and Falcons stuff all the time. But I follow those teams as well, and I love them. I support them. I want them to do well. But, you know, those leagues have salary caps. And, you know, we don't have a cap, but obviously we have a payroll number that we work with. And you have to make that fit, right? And obviously it's gone up every year. Our payroll's a record. Every year we set a new record for base payroll. I never thought in a million years I'd have to learn about tax rules. And I had to because we reached that level. And we did it 2 years in a row. And there's a scenario we do it 3 years in a row. But, you know, when I look back at the Falcons, and, again, I remember Thomas Dimitroff was the GM at the time, who I got to meet a little bit, and great guy. And I think arguably most successful GM they've had in the history. You draft Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Hall of Famers. But, you know, you see the position that they got in where, you know, they extended Matt Ryan, they extended Julio Jones, and those guys are phenomenal. But they ultimately got stuck cap-wise where they had to sign Todd Gurley, who was at the end of his career, because they couldn't afford anybody else. And, you know, people talked about cap hell and all this kind of stuff. And I've always said this, is that we can't fit everybody in, right? And a lot of these teams, they've been good for a while, win a World Series, then you see them kind of fall off a cliff and have to rebuild. And we're trying to thread the needle, and it's not easy. And so far, we've been able to do it. I mean, winning the World Series in 21, won 101 games, which hadn't been done in 20-plus years. Then the year after that, won 104. And that's a credit to the players and the staff and scouting and player development. But we can't keep everybody, especially the young guys, the Rileys and the Harrises and Striders. And those guys, when they made the minimum, now they're starting to make a lot more money as we extend them. And there's only so much pie to go around. So we have to make tough calls to try to keep this thing going and maybe take on some risk, like a Chris Sale at the time. So we have Ozzy for 3 more years of club control. We have Acuna for 4 more years of club control. That's a long time. I mean, if we sign a free agent to a 3-year deal, you know, we wouldn't be looking to extend someone right away. So I don't know when that time comes, but, you know, historically speaking, that's normally a conversation that happens as you get towards the end. So we still got those guys for a while. But look, in reality, you know, we got a lot of guys that are going to start making close to $20 million. Our payroll is a little over $200 million. You know, 26 players on a roster. If you have 10 of those guys, that's $200 million. You still got another 16 guys to pay. Again, our payroll keeps climbing, but we want all these guys to be expensive players, great players. But it's just impossible to keep them all. And that's tough, and that's why we're giving the Grant Holmes' opportunities. We're giving the Ian Anderson's opportunities, the A.J. Smith-Sharver's opportunities. We're taking a shot on converting Ronaldo Lopez. We have to kind of play on the upside because we've kind of committed to the Olsons and the Rileys and the Harrises and even Sale extended. So it just starts chewing up a lot of the payroll, and we have to try to fill in the roster. We don't want to get in a position where we just sign everybody, and then all of a sudden we say we got to fill in the roster with guys that would normally be playing in Gwinnett. And we don't want to be in a position where we're signing guys and now we got to trade them because the payroll isn't going to work. So it's tough. I found it as longer I'm here, it's getting harder because I've really developed relationships with these guys. They've been here a long time. And it's the first time I find myself getting, you know, sentimental, emotional, and so on because, you know, A.J. Minter leaves. I've been with that guy forever since I got here. Max Fried leaves. Been with that guy. Charlie Morton. And you realize, wow, I mean, on the one hand, I've been here long enough to see their careers go through. But normally you're with a player for a year or two. So it's tough because our job and my job specifically is got to find a way to keep this thing going at still a top 10 payroll overall. But that's going to involve making tough decisions and hopefully continuing to hopefully hit on the guys like Schwalenbach and so on.
Alex, my son and I traveled from South Dakota to see you today.
Wow.
It's a really cool experience to interview you. Really appreciate you as a Braves fan. I thought you've done an excellent job over your tenure here. Over, you know, the last 48 hours, you've signed Kimbrel and Nieres. So what's the state of the bullpen? You know, not any huge name signed, but some guys with a lot of MLB experience. So what's the status of the bullpen going forward and your thought behind signing those guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's taking shape just with the guys we have left in camp. So top of my head, Iglesias, guys that are still in camp. Iglesias, Bummer, Lee, De Los Santos, Neris, Daisbell Hernandez, Pierce Johnson, A.J. Smith-Sharver's competing for rotation spot. Ian Anderson competing for a rotation spot. There's other guys I'm forgetting, but you know, we're down to probably nine guys for eight spots. So now there's going to be likely a lot of roster moves here. Come tomorrow, people have opt-outs in their contracts on minor league deals, and then that goes from Friday to Sunday. Once we get to opening day, guys that are out of options that don't make the team, they'll be DFA'd, which teams have a seven-day period. So I think you'll see from Friday to a week into the season a lot of roster movement, just because people are opting out, setting the roster, people are making teams, and so on. So we like the group, but again, kind of the same thing that we're, you know, we've put a lot of money into the bullpen over the years, but now again, we're reallocating and moving some things around, and we're hoping guys like Dylan Lee, losing AJ Minter is a huge loss. I mean, he's phenomenal. Losing Joe Jimenez, huge loss. Phenomenal. Hopefully he's back All-Star break or August, September. We're going to see how that goes. But now it's another opportunity for the Dylan Lees to hopefully emerge, the Aaron Bummers to emerge, and everyone's getting an opportunity to move up. And we're going to have to continue doing that over time, and it's challenging. It's tough. You love having the established guy across the board, but you know, I think the one thing we have to be mindful of is we need to have a playoff team. At least we feel that way. We got to put a team together, and that means 26. You know, we've seen it across baseball. We've seen it with us. You can have MVPs. You can have Cy Young winners. And if you don't have other players around them, it's not going to work in this sport. So we're trying to constantly have depth. So some of the guys we added, the James McCanns, Craig Kimbrels, those guys have upside. Guys are going to get hurt and so on. We were fortunate last year to add guys that got released, like Laureano and Whit Merrifield, that were huge for us. But Giovanni Urshela at the end of the year. So we're trying to be as aggressive and proactive as we can when these guys are available now, because over the course of 6 months, we're going to need all these guys.
I can imagine you have been in the details so much this offseason. So just help us know, what are you most excited about as you start this fresh season?
You know, in this job, as a fan, you can get excited. In this job, you don't get excited, you worry. You worry every day. You start just think, not worry that, of course, it's a great opportunity, great job, you love it. You worry because you know the responsibility. There's people that live and die with this team. You have people traveling from South Dakota to come to a spring training game. You know, I came down, and I had to go back to Atlanta a few weeks ago, and there was a father and son making a day trip to come down to a game. And, like, you feel the weight of the responsibility. Like, they're spending money, time, and, look, I know it because I love these sports teams, too, and you get a sense of pride and everything else. So, you know, you feel a tremendous sense of responsibility to deliver a good product that people can be proud of, and the expectations are there. So on paper, if everyone's healthy, I love the team. I'm excited about watching these guys play. I just know invariably between now and over the course of 6 months, stuff's going to happen. And, look, I would have never thought at this time last year Strider was going to be lost for the season or Acuna's going to be lost for the season. And somehow we found a way back to the postseason. And our manager's great about it. He never panics. He's like, you know what? We're going to find a way. We're going to get there at the end. And he has unwavering confidence, and the players see it. So I love the team. I love the players. I love the fan base. Look, like anything, when we win and we play well, I'm in a great mood. I go home at night. It's just a lot of fun. When we play poorly, I'm embarrassed. You know, and that's kind of the honest truth, because it's on me. I feel like it's not the manager's fault. It's not the player's fault. So, but you should care when you're in these jobs. So, I'm excited, but I get excited if and when we get to the postseason, and then I enjoy it for that moment if we're fortunate enough to get there that evening, and then I worry again for the playoffs. So I just, right now, the focus is get to the postseason one way or the other. Don't look ahead. Don't look beyond that, and be prepared for the six-month grind that we're going to have. Sorry to be a downer.
Great question.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here. We have to go get ready for this game.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Go Braves.
That was a very insightful conversation. Always fun to see who stops by the LeeCon Legends Club during the season. Well, coming up next, this was a very fun one for me. I actually worked every single job, every department here during our final home game of the season at Coolidge Park. From being an usher, to working the street team, tossing t-shirts, working security, it was great to know our game day staff and see all that they do to make sure your visit to the ballpark is an enjoyable one. Take a look.
Hey guys.
Welcome.
Alex, what do you do here at the Braves? You say hi to everyone, right?
I say hi to everyone.
Yeah, you make everyone feel welcome.
I make everybody feel welcome.
Yes, all right. So we're just going to work with you for a little bit, all right? So let's just do what we normally do out here, all right?
All right. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Go Braves. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Nice work with you.
Thank you.
Have a good day today, all right? What are some inside tips and tricks that ticket scanners we need to be on the lookout for?
If the ticket won't come up on the phone, tell them to go to settings and go to Braves free Wi-Fi. They've lost their Wi-Fi signal.
All right, so we'll have to get them on the Wi-Fi. You got to scan their tickets. What's your favorite part about your job here?
All the fans. I love all the fans.
All right, you guys have your tickets? All right, let's see. Oh, it doesn't like me.
No, you're going to have to go inside.
All right, all right, welcome in. And two, thanks for coming, guys. Enjoy the game.
I am a native Atlanta and had season tickets for Braves for 30 years before I moved here. So I'm familiar with Braves games.
I'm done. I just scanned the one ticket. That's the best job ever. What's your favorite part of your job here in Braves country?
Oh, seeing all the people. Meeting all the different fans from different stadiums, different cities and towns. It's just great being out there and having fun with people.
What do I need to know to be good at 50-50 raffle?
Talk a lot, say hello to everybody, welcome them to the park. Just be the social guy, you know, be out there.
The 50-50 raffle will be no on Saturday.
Okay, I'm gonna do the $20 for one ticket. There we go. I'm gonna give you a ticket. For a fun game today? Who are you rooting for today? I can't tell. All right. It's saying good luck, Alex. Good luck, you guys. Enjoy the game.
We did it. We got it.
What are some tips and tricks to working here in the kitchen as we're going through the rush right here?
You have to be very fast and efficient.
Very fast and efficient. All right, there we go. So we got a barbecue box here. Where is this going?
To the customer.
To the customer. Who had the chicken? Right there. All right, there you go. What's the first step to making a brisket sandwich here?
Okay. First off, you put some...
One brisket, please.
Some barbecue.
You need one? We need one now.
So drizzle?
Right there.
Is it a drizzle or a squirt?
Like, squirt.
More?
More.
Okay. So then what do we do?
Take this.
Uh-huh.
And take one of these slabs.
Okay.
Put it on here.
Okay, like that?
Very good. Let's go like that.
Do we need any more or just one piece?
Put more.
More? This?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, we broke it. Is that
that's
good
okay.
there?
That's okay.
Pick it back
that's
up. This? All right. There we
put
go.
Some more squirt on there.
More squirt. All right. More? Is that
right
good?
There. All right. Go like that.
Okay.
Then come over here.
Fill it up. All right. Perfect. All right. Who needs the brisket? Okay. George?
Nice.
There we go. We did it. That was pretty good. High five.
Oh, high five.
All right. It's time for the next job. Chick-fil-A. Only problem is they're closed on Sunday. So we'll move on to the next job. How's your day go?
It has its ups and downs.
Ups and downs. Yeah, a lot of up and down, definitely. Do you have any tips as we're working the elevator with you for the next little bit? What should we be on the lookout for here?
Just interact with the people, find out where they're going, tell them to enjoy the game.
Come on in. Welcome. We're going to get you guys on the next one.
Go through the double doors. That's 110, 111, so 118 will be left. Okay. This is it.
Okay, in reverse.
All right.
Watch your toe.
Yep.
Thanks for riding with us. All right.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, enjoy the game today.
Yeah.
Have a sliced day.
Yeah. See you on the way down.
What do you prefer, going down or going up? What's your favorite?
No difference.
We need some more biscuits. You're right. All right, let's go get some more biscuits and put them on the board.
You have a backup in here.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Here it is.
Perfect. So, you're just going to grab this out for you?
Yes, I do.
Balancing.
Might be hot.
It is hot. There we go, and then we just put it back out.
Right.
What's your favorite part about working here in the Leafhound Legends Club?
What's my favorite part?
Yeah.
Well, I just love being in here and working with these people.
The people are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great job.
It's been fun working with you, Judy, but we got to go do our next job, so.
Thank you. We'll
see you later, all right?
Okay, bye-bye.
So when we're going around, like, kiss cam.
Yeah.
All these camera guys are looking for the camera for the kiss thing, and then I'll punch between different cameras that will be hopefully somebody about to
kiss.
So I want you to put camera four up there. Right?
So camera four. All right, so we're going to click camera four right here.
Would you tell them I didn't hear them?
And do I need to do the handle or no? Are we good?
Would you like to?
Yeah, let's do the handle.
To do that, we have to have two different cameras here. So we'll punch up camera two here, and you go ahead and go between cameras.
All right, so we're going to go up like this?
Yeah.
All right.
You change the camera all the way up.
There we go. So now we're at the wide shot.
Now you want to bring in the graphics. So let's punch the key up on the top.
The top key right here?
Yep.
There we go.
You brought that in and out, and you're ready to be a director.
We're ready to go.
It was that simple.
It's that simple. I mean, how easy can it be?
It took me 25 years. You learned in 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's terrific.
What's your favorite part about your job here up in the press box?
At the very end of the ninth inning.
When it's all said and over with.
You know what? It's fun, and I said it earlier, putting children up and let the kids see themselves on the big board. You see the big smiles and how happy and what a good time they're having.
Your favorite part about your job here in Fan Assistance?
Taking care of people. They come in, sometimes there's some confusing, and we try to get unconfused and get them where they're going. Situation like people who need wheelchairs, we get them to go where they're going. The tickets, they come in. Sometimes they can't be in the sun due to cancer. We'll get them in the shade. Food, people come on and know where they go to eat, where's the best place to go. We point them whatever direction we think is. Certificate?
Yeah.
It's your first game, welcome.
First game.
First Braves game, all right. Well, we'll get you a certificate. Thanks. So March 23rd. Versus the Baltimore Orioles. Awesome. There you go. Enjoy the game, guys. Thanks for coming out. Welcome to the team. What's your favorite part about your job here so far?
Handing baseballs out to little kids.
Oh, making the fans' day. That's awesome. What are some tips and tricks to being a courtesy car driver here that we should be on the lookout as we work with you for this lap?
Be friendly.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that people are enjoying themselves. Make sure that the handicapped folks get those rides up to the stadium to make their day a little easier.
All right. Well, we'll do that as we drive through the green lot here and try and find people who need a ride to the
need
front.
Need a ride? Everybody in?
All right.
All right. Here we go. Are you all going to the main gate? Or will you be using the elevator?
Probably the elevator.
Okay. That'll be press entry. Right.
Where are you guys from?
Michigan.
Welcome.
Oh, so am I. Where?
Great, man. Great day for a baseball game.
All right. How long have you been here with the Braves?
3 years now.
3 years. All right. And what's the best tips and tricks to working in the parking lot?
Just keep your head up and your eyes on the cars.
All right.
As they flow in, you can see they're coming in good right now.
Yeah, they are. What's your favorite part of your job out here?
Just make sure we get everybody parked safely.
Yeah, you guys do a great job doing that out here. You have any fun stories from the parking lot you can share for all of our podcast viewers?
Those I'll have to keep secret, you know, because those are just between us and those people.
Exactly. What advice do you have for people coming to the parking lot if they're coming to a game? What's the best advice you can give them?
Just be patient. We'll get you in here as quick as we can and as safely as we can. And the same way with going out. We get you out just as quick as we can.
All right, we are now here at the Terrace Bar. We're going to do some bartending with Bev. Bev, how long have you been here with the Braves?
3 years.
3 years.
Loving every minute of it.
What's your favorite part about your job here as a bartender at Cooler Day Park?
Talking to all the customers. Everyone's always in a happy mood and a fun place to be.
It is. It's one of the best places to be. What are some tips and tricks we should be on the lookout for today while we're bartending with you?
All right. Well, we've got to watch our pours.
Uh-huh.
Right?
All right.
We've got to be very careful with that because you never want to overpour.
No, you do not.
Don't want to overserve.
Yes.
And when we're pouring beer, we want to make sure we fill it all the way to the rim.
To the rim, to the top.
Without any foaming.
Oh, that's a challenge there.
It sure is. So, I hope you're up for it.
Well, I'm up for it. We're ready to do it.
All right.
Get your beer bats. 26 ounces of cold beer and a baseball bat. It's your last chance today to get a beer bat. Last game of the season. Who doesn't want a beer bat? I know you want a beer bat. I see you. Landshark Ultra and Bud Light on draft today.
Here. Fun job. You get to meet a lot of nice people, and baseball is great. And I'm glad to be back.
All right. What are some tips and tricks as we work with you as a program seller? What should we be doing up here?
Well, you want to talk to people, greet them, ask them if they need any help, where they're going, and Tell them it's a great day for baseball. Absolutely. And welcome to Cool Today Park.
All right, let's see if we can sell a program
Hey, I'm LL, the program man. Who's looking for a program today? We got them right here. Player information here, scorecard included. Starting lineup included as well. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. All right, give it a try.
Programs, get your programs here.
Well, you got to wait till somebody shows
up. I know, we were just practicing. Programs, we got programs here. Get your lineup.
Welcome, Cool Today Park. First pitch, annual program. Look for a program today? They're $10, sir. Same price as a dozen eggs.
We're here with Jackie, one of our ushers here at Cool Today Park. Jackie, how long have you been here with the Braves?
I have been here since the very beginning. It's my sixth season with the Braves.
Sixth season, congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your favorite part about being an usher here at Cool Today Park?
Seeing all the people, especially my season ticket holders, all the scouts, the family members of the Braves. It's just a great place to be, and I love working here.
It is a great place to be, absolutely. What are some tips and tricks we should be looking out for today as we're working as an usher?
Okay, well, work out for the visiting fans. Make sure that they feel welcome, enjoy the game, and give them any assistance or guidance they need to have more fun.
All right, let's get to work. Let's get to work.
All right.
What should we be doing here?
Okay, well, these are season ticket holders here.
Hello.
And his wife, we have Steve. And this gentleman here, they're all Braves fans.
All Braves fans.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think of Jackie? Is she a great usher?
She's terrific.
The thumbs up. See, your section loves you.
Yes,
you do a great job.
I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing them every game. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So if you come here to Cool Today Park, make sure you stop by Jackie's section and say hi.
Absolutely.
Get a ticket here. One of the best things.
Absolutely. Love to see them, and we all enjoy our Braves. Thank you.
All right, what do I got to do here? Okay. Okay, so the thing comes up. Which way does this need to go? Like this? So straight in the hole like that? Did I do it right? Put my knee on it, okay. We in?
Yeah.
I didn't do it well enough is basically what I'm seeing right there.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work. There we go. We did first base. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. Grounds crew, next job done. We got more to go. Let's go.
Here is Brian. Brian, how long have you been here at Braves Country in the warehouse?
2 months.
2 months. Wow. It's the longest tenured employee we've had on the podcast so far. So, Brian, what's your favorite part of your job here at Cool Today Park?
Just being around baseball. I love the sport, so being around the environment and around the people here is a great time, so I love it.
All right, now we need some tips and some tricks of what we'll be doing here over the next 5 minutes or so as we work in the warehouse.
Okay, so right now we're taking some water up to fan assistance. Very important job.
It is very important. We got to keep everyone hydrated.
Yes, yes. So not much to it. We're just going to wheel it up, go in the elevator, and that'll be just about it.
All right, let's go run some water to fan assistance.
We don't have anything to do.
We don't. What's your favorite part about your job here in the box office?
I like just talking to the different people and being able to. I'm an ex-accountant, so when we do get some challenges with some of the tickets, I like being able to do the work behind the scenes.
That's
and
awesome.
Get the ticket in someone's hands and have them have a happy day.
Yeah, and get them in the game on your crucial part of that.
Did you get everything?
Standing room only.
Where you at?
Oh, like anywhere thing.
Yeah, you can walk around the entire stadium. And is it okay to text the ticket to the phone number that you gave me? And you should have just received a text from the Braves ticketing. And you just click on the link in the text and your three live barcodes will come up.
Everybody's in a good mood. We're going to a ball game. They're in a good mood. It's easy.
All
it's
right.
A fun job.
It is a very fun job. What tips do you have for me as we work in the store here for the next little bit?
Just smile and be yourself. Just be yourself. Not
all right. Let's get to work.
Okay.
Let's go.
You know, this one turns colors.
No way.
No. Yes, when the sun hits it, it goes to a really pretty color, like purplish blue. It's really a cool bicycle.
Yep.
Hit $243.96.
All right.
and then hit open here.
Credit card, all right, there we go.
That's
simple. I gotta do my job. Total and credit card.
Don't say it out loud. I got it.
I know. But it's a good shirt. Only you can get it here.
We're going to brunch, so.
Oh, the Terrace Club?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best. Bottomless Bloody Marys and screwdrivers.
I mean, you're kidding. How
yeah. You can top it all with bacon. There's cheese. No. It's delicious. Thank you, Tara. What's your favorite part of being a suite attendant here?
I think meeting all the people.
What's the key to success in this role?
Friendly, smile, and direct people where they need to be.
All right, perfect. We got the inside scoop. We're going to put this in the hot box so these biscuits stay warm for brunch. How's brunch been going? You guys like brunch?
Yeah, everybody seems to like it. They do a wonderful job.
The athletic director to Barback, what an upgrade.
It's an absolute upgrade. This has been the most enjoyable job I've had since college when I was a bartender.
What's your favorite part about this job here?
It's absolutely the staff that I work with. You've got Tom, you've got Tony, you've got Nikki, you've got Jordy, who's covering the Lee Pop suite right now. So it's been fantastic.
All right, what are some tips and tricks we should be on the lookout for as we bar back in here for the next little bit?
Okay, we are, like most bars in here, we are under the gun 90% of the time with huge lines. So what I'm trying to do is constantly keep the bartenders stocked with products so that they're making the most sales possible. And we've got that right now.
We're here at Todd. Here for security to check it off our list. Todd, we're in the radio room. What are some tips and tricks that we're doing in this room so that I can be good at my job today?
Well, we're just observing all the activity going on in the stadium today to make sure that everything's inside and outside is safe for the staff, the players, and the visitors here.
That's great. That's great. So we'll keep an eye out on all these screens. How do you manage watching all these cameras at once?
Well, you just have to look for the activity and keep a sharp eye out and just hopefully don't see anything inappropriate or dangerous.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye out. How long have you been here at the Braves?
I've been here for 5 years. This is my sixth spring training.
Sixth spring training, wow, a long time. What's your favorite part about your job here?
Working with you.
Working with me, that's way to go.
That's it.
Best answer of the day.
What's the favorite part of your job here at Cool Today Park?
Interacting with people, getting them excited, and just giving them information. It's pretty fun.
Yes, a lot of interaction in your role. Now we're getting ready for the t-shirt toss. What are some things we need to do as we job shadow you for the t-shirt toss?
You gotta get people super excited. Try to get them to be the loudest. We pass t-shirts to Taylor and she shoots them up.
Do you want a t-shirt? Make some noise.
That was a great time. And coming up this week here at Cool Today Park, Burger Night is back on Tuesdays at the Tiki Bar. That's right, half off any burger with a drink purchase. Thursday night, it's Suncoast DJ Bingo, Music Bingo, 4 rounds of fun. Make sure you stop by. And then this weekend, we have live music all weekend long. Dukes of Brinkley, Karate in the Garage, Five and Dime Boys. Our extra inning concert series has expanded into the regular season, it seems, with some of our favorite bands from the season. So come out and see them this weekend at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill. Well, that's all for this week. We'll see you all next week here on the Braves Beach House podcast. So be loud, say it proud, and let's do it for the A, because that's the only way. Let's go, Braves.